This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we have CUNA Mutual Group's very own Abby Rodriguez. Abby, how are you? Good to see you again.
It's good to see you. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are actually here, since my background looks a little different, but it has a really nice looking logo right there. Look at that, Abby.
I like it.
Very familiar. Cool. It looks a lot like the one over your shoulder too. But we're here at the CUNA Lending Council Conference, and Abby was kind enough to do an interview, but we're doing it remotely since the technology allows us to do that. So we're doing great here. Lots of great content going on here, and we're going to be reporting that for you guys here over the next couple of days. But right now, we're going to be focusing on Abby and the topic at hand, which is digital lending, the member in the middle. Reminds me of that show, Malcolm in the Middle, I think. I'm remembering that one, although I never watched it, but I remember the title. So yeah, so the member in the middle. So give me a quick overview, and then we'll dive into some questions here for you, Abby. Give us a quick summary on what you want to talk about here.
Yeah. Well, first off, for CUNA Mutual Group, I lead our lending experience team, which really focuses on how we design, enable, and deliver the customer experience for our lending protection products, okay, which is a product that's designed to support the consumer's ability to repay the loan in case they, you know, lose their job, have an accident, become disabled, or worse. So
gotcha. Yeah.
On my team, we spend a ton of energy thinking about and studying the consumer as they research financing options, apply for a loan, and their expectations all along the way. So when we think about, you know, our member in the middle strategy, mm-hmm, for us, it is all about, you know, how technology is just changing our traditional distribution channels. Mm-hmm. And I think we all saw that, you know, amplified through the pandemic with this kind of dramatic shift in consumer behavior. And that really means that, you know, consumers have more access, more options because, mm-hmm, of digital, and, mm-hmm, to meet their needs, we need to make sure that we can understand, you know, where and how they shop, how they think about financing. And our member in the middle strategy just really kind of ensures that we're focus on putting kind of their needs front and center,
yep,
as we continue, yep, to enable a digital product experience.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you said that, because almost every conference I've been to this year, the member has obviously it's so important to have the member focus, but all the technology solutions out there, all the lending solutions out there, all this stuff, it's really, really focusing almost to the individual member now. So that's how good it's getting. And so everything is so member focused right now. So having said that, so the first question here is, we are settling into a post-pandemic environment. What are you seeing as a key challenge moving forward into this kind of getting into settled mode here as we kind of get back to whatever a normal time is these days?
Whatever that means.
Right? Yeah, whatever that means. You got that right.
New and different every day. Mm-hmm. Normal becomes, yes, something different. But yeah, obviously the pandemic forced consumers, all of us, right, to rely more on technology, more on digital solutions than, you know, we ever really have before. So, you know, for those of us who have spent years, you know, investing in consumer digital experiences, we all got this like welcome boost in digital adoption.
No doubt.
But with that boost, you know, also comes this huge shift in consumer expectations and what, you know, becomes table stakes. It was already on its way there, but, mm-hmm, you know, I think we were kind of catapulted in that direction. And so,
ooh, I like that word. Yes, we were.
Yeah. When it comes to lending, we know the majority of auto lending at credit unions is starting digitally, right? Whether that's the consumer filling out the application, or even when you look, you know, prior in the experience, they're shopping, they're researching their options online. That's just, mm-hmm, where consumers are. Yeah,
that's me. And I do. That's what I do for sure.
Absolutely. So I think that, you know, the pandemic obviously, you know, had some influence, but I think in addition to that, it also kind of sharpened the, you know, consumers' attention to uncertainty, right? We all learned that through the, mm-hmm, pandemic. Mm-hmm. Our research even before the pandemic suggests that, you know, for especially a middle market consumer, folks are worried when they take out a loan. They're worried about their ability to repay, and they're worried about taking on, you know, another financial obligation. And I think now, even as, you know, some of these kind of health COVID related risks maybe feel a little bit like they're, you know, subsiding into the background, there certainly are, you know, other risks coming into focus, and the stability of their financial situation is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
And that might mean consumers are, you know, shopping and researching even more for, you know, the right deal. And so we just see this as, you know, a huge opportunity, not just because of the digital adoption that we saw through the pandemic, but a huge opportunity to really, like I said, put the member in the middle, be able to, you know, when we think about our products, protect them. And, you know, give them some confidence as they finance the things that they need.
Yep.
Give them a little bit of a backstop.
And yeah, I love it. I love it. So as consumers shift to digital, as we've all been doing and still doing that, so how are you guys approaching it from a strategic perspective?
Yeah, I think, you know, going back to, you know, what I mentioned about, you know, kind of digital, all was already on its way to becoming table stakes and just, you know, kind of pummeled us in that direction. I think part of the challenge is, it's of course kind of meeting those new expectations, but I think an equally kind of significant challenge is recognizing that the digital marketplace is now really crowded, right? Because everyone's getting and getting the attention of a digital first consumer, you know, who, like we said, might be shopping or in the market for a loan is even harder. Their access to options is vast, right? It's wider than ever before. And I think this means that digital just, it can't be something that, you know, we often think about as just convenient, simple, fast. But I think digital requires us to, like I said, really kind of understand the consumer journey to a deeper level so that we can reach them where they're at, provide relevant information that, you know, supports their decision, supports their journey, and creates the digital experiences, I think, that really matter. So, you know, not to mention, I think we also know consumers kind of begin their borrowing experience digitally, but they don't always end digitally.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes they need to talk to someone, their circumstance requires it, or they end up, you know, finalizing with a loan officer. So from a strategic perspective, kind of taking all that into account, you know, we have adopted this member in the middle strategy so that we can, you know, think about that multi-touch, multi-channel experience that we can enable digitally in order to meet members where they are. And when it comes to, you know, products like insurance, which are confusing for consumers, not, you know, super intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
We also kind of recognize that a completely, you know, digital experience might also require us to innovate on the product itself in order to fit kind of a more intuitive, kind of less complex design. Mm-hmm.
Great point. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. That's, oh man, that could be a whole nother show right there, Abby. So let's talk about the third question here. So are there key differences between how you design products as more people adopt digital channels and with the rise of fintechs? I think you maybe kind of alluded to that in your last response, but let's dive a little bit deeper here.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, most consumers would say that, like I said, insurance is confusing and complex. And they've, you know, relied on people, loan officers, insurance agents, or otherwise to really help kind of explain it to them.
To be their translators, yes.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, you can think about that as like highly personalized interaction, which has also kind of fueled even more complex options for consumers over time because, you know, there's someone there to help them make sense of it, help be that translator, like you said. So when we think about a digital first consumer, they may be starting with different expectations, but, you know, at the heart of it, they still want to understand the value. They certainly want to understand the cost, but we may not have, you know, the same attention span for that consumer as they, you know, have without a loan officer or insurance agent or someone sitting in front of them to help them kind of pick through those options.
Yeah.
So we have to, you know, we got to streamline that for the consumer, leveraging digital. And, you know, like I said, that's partly the experience, but we have to kind of think about that through our product design as well.
Yeah.
And data becomes a really big part of that, how we leverage data to kind of, like I said, kind of replace that highly personalized experience that was previously delivered by a human. And like you said, technology is advancing, right? We can do a lot.
Right.
And at the heart of that technology is the data that allows us to do that. But I think what we've learned too is that our use of data and the culture within our organizations around how we use it to drive insights, how we kind of instrument our experiences, and how we fuel this almost kind of test and learn strategy is actually the biggest kind of change in how we design, you know, new and innovative solutions. Mm-hmm. And we also, I think, have to step back too and recognize that, you know, technology allows us to improve a lot in the customer experience. But this also allows us to use our really talented folks in ways that really matter for consumers. We've learned at CUNA Mutual Group, you know, through technology and digital can help us deliver a really great claims experience in order to streamline it, make it fast, make sure we can pay claims as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, we're pretty proud of the progress that we've made within our processes, leveraging digital and automation to, you know, produce those types of results for mm-hmm. consumers. But mm-hmm. we also recognize that when the consumer is using our product, meaning filing a claim, life may not be at its best for that person, right? They're
Good
in a
point.
Moment
yes.
where, you know, they're working through something hard, and digital does make it easy, fast, simple, mm-hmm. so we can mm-hmm. help them as quickly as possible. But we also know that only humans can deliver the type of empathy
right.
and care
right.
that's needed in those moments as well.
Yep.
And so it gives us this balance of how we apply digital and, you know, coming to the realization for us that, you know, digital first doesn't always mean digital only, mm-hmm. especially yeah. when you need that human care behind it.
Right, right. They complement each other, certainly. And you think, and you're talking about the member experience, and you think about the consumer experience of what of other going to other retail outlets or any type of other things that are on digital. And dare I say, the consumer has been spoiled. So in that area, because everything is so easy now, you know, especially in other. So in this area, it's got to be, there's a bar that has to be met, right? In
That's
order
right.
for the consumer to be engaged and remain engaged, and then even get to that human interaction as well. So having said that, I mean, you guys obviously realize that too, right? Because I mean, you guys there at CUNA Mutual Group are very smart folks. You do your research. So I mean, that's kind of a bar that has to be held. And for the credit union too, the credit union has to match that expectation too, right?
Yeah, that, you know, gets back to the point around how we leverage data and the culture within our teams.
Yeah.
To think about that test and learn strategy, you know, the ability to continue to understand how those consumer expectations are changing mm-hmm. and then flex to that and build yep. that into our designs and our experiences.
Yep.
But it's not going to change, right? I mean, it's not going to stop.
Oh, no.
Consumers are going to continue to you know, change their expectations, leverage new and digital tools. You and I do that in our everyday lives mm-hmm. all the time, right? So
say that again.
Yeah, find ways to continue to, you know, stay ahead of that and evolve with the consumer.
Exactly. And you guys are doing a great job of that for sure. So, all right, Abby, I know you have a busy schedule today. Anything else to add to wrap up on this topic? I mean, we could talk probably another half hour on it, I would think, because things are evolving so fast. So any final thoughts here?
No, just appreciate the time. Appreciate the questions and the time to spend with you. And hope the conference is going well. I know you have a busy slate.
It is. Oh, yeah. We're busy here. And appreciate your time as well, because I know you are a busy lady. And we appreciate all the knowledge and all the expertise that you guys provide and the service as well. So keep up the good work there at CUNA Mutual Group and look forward to the next chat.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
You are.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU.
This episode brought to you by
IT, Origins, Credit Union Services,
Origination
and
Technology
Genius
for today's credit unions.